Welcome to the Status Update, our look at the world of social media in business.
Let's begin now.
Today's Status Update is an exclusive question and answer session with the Deputy Team Principal of Williams Formula One team, Claire Williams. We wanted to know, is it a good or a bad thing for Formula One drivers to be personally engaging on social media?
I think it's a great thing. I think that there are lots of people that say Formula One is inaccessible, and the drivers are inaccessible and people can't get into the paddock to meet them. But so for drivers to tweet and to do it personally, they all do, our drivers, they do it themselves, a press officer doesn't do it for them. I think that that's so important that drivers do that, and I think it adds colour to the sport and it adds characters to our sport that are so necessary, so that it doesn't just become an inaccessible dry terrain that people aren't interested in. People love racing drivers, they're heroes.
Claire Williams has worked her way up through the ranks at Williams over the past decade, becoming deputy team principal. How keen has she been throughout that time to embrace social media as a way of driving the team's relationship with fans?
Well, we're always looking at new ways. When I worked in communications, to beat everyone else, we're hugely competitive at Williams, and that's not just applicable to the racetrack, it's in everything we do. I'm maybe more so than others, more competitive even. Down to the smallest detail, even how quickly we get our press releases out at the end of every session at a race weekend. Social media didn't come on the scene, though, until quite a long way through my career in the communications office, probably in 2009 or something. I think we first started social media properly, and that started with Twitter at testing. And I think I was one of the first to send... In fact, someone told me the other day it was the first to send pictures from a test, which I didn't really know. Amazing. So we're really proud of what we do. We don't have the fan following that Ferrari or the likes of Lewis Hamilton does, but I think we fight our own, and I think we do a really good job of it. And now for us it's a hugely important element of the comms offer, not just for fans but for our partners as well.
Putting users at the forefront of the digital experience always seems to have been high on Williams's agenda. So what can fans expect continuing through this year from their digital experience to try and help put them first?
Fans are such an important part of any sport, and they're a really big part of Williams, and we're very lucky we've got some very loyal fans that have been following the team since Frank started it, or Frank started racing even in 69, and they deserve loyalty in return. And so whatever we can do in order to enhance our offer for them and to embrace and engage them and to draw them in so that they're a part of the Williams experience, it's really important. And every year we come up with a new roadmap as to how we will engage fans. And so, we do have a wide range of elements that fall under that, from producing videos every month about what the team are doing, in the factory, or what Valtteri's doing trackside. We do lots of print written material that goes up online. There are competitions weekly on Twitter. There's someone's always engaging on Twitter. We encourage more of our team personnel to engage on Twitter or to go on Instagram. So we're always looking at different things that we can do, and we're always looking at unique things that other teams aren't doing to stand ourselves out. But it's actually just wanting to do it to share our passion for the sport and to bring fans in and to be a part of it, to show them stuff behind the scenes that they wouldn't necessarily get elsewhere.
How does Claire think social media will impact Formula One going forward, and how important is it to Formula One?
I think it's really important. There are so many restrictions around what we do, but actually it's one of the freer elements of how we can communicate with our fans. So I think we just need to keep working on how we develop those channels, and we have some very clever people in our communications team now that are working on that are actually engaging with other teams up and down the paddock.
And finally, at Status Social, we are huge fans of Formula One. Each year we run a fantasy F1 league for fun. So why should our entrants have chosen a Williams driver in their fantasy F1 team?
Why wouldn't you choose a Williams driver? We have Pastor Maldonado and Valtteri Bottas, for goodness sake. They're best lineup on the grid. No, seriously, I mean, Pastor is brilliant. He's in his third year with the team now. He's so well loved amongst everybody here. One thing about Pastor is that he gives it all he's got. He's a real fighter. He goes out there and he will throw that race car around and get the maximum out of it. And that's all you can ask for in a driver. Valtteri, on the other hand, is a rookie. It's his first year with us in a race car, but he's been with the team 3 years as well, working behind the scenes in the factory and as our race driver. And he's completely opposite to Pastor. One's fire and one's ice. And he is just so super cool, Valtteri, and he's a champion in the making. So why wouldn't you want to pick Preston and Valtteri as part of your team? They're part of ours.
And keep checking out statussocial.co.uk for more great interviews and tips on how to use social media for business.